Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net. And this morning we have Manny Lorena with us, who is Vice President of Retail Marketing at Mohawk. How you doing, Manny?
Good, Kemp. How are you this morning?
I'm good. I appreciate you being with us and talking to our listeners. So Tuesday morning, you've just spent the last 5 or 6 days down in Orlando, Florida at your Floorscapes convention, and thought maybe you might want to give us a couple of the highlights from that.
Well, thank you, Kemp. I would. We're obviously very excited. We feel that we have had a very successful convention, and I would like to give you just a few things from it. The first thing, and probably a highlight of the program, is that we just celebrated our 10th year anniversary of Floorscapes. We consider that a milestone in the program. And we also changed the theme of this year to what we branded as Solutions, taking today's challenges and turning them into tomorrow's success.
All right, so let me just ask you. So this started 10 years ago, 1998. And I think in 1998, Mohawk was just a carpet company, wasn't it?
We really were, and it's we had an actual section in our showroom that showed the growth through these past 10 years. And it's certainly very interesting for us and for our members to walk through a path down memory lane and seeing how far we've really come.
And, you know, I was down there for the first couple of days, and I saw what you're talking about, that timeline that you had. It was very interesting. I mean, you've had annual meetings, I think, starting maybe in the second or third year, and the things has gone from originally 10 members to how many Floorscapes dealers are there now?
We have over 350 dealers representing a little over 500 storefronts.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about this whole Solutions theme that you had.
Well, I think our approach this year, Kemp, recognizing the conditions of the economy and how hard many of our dealers are struggling out there, is that we wanted to bring them a business meeting that addressed the needs that they have of learning how to grow their businesses. And we really focused on five key areas of their business. We focused on the merchandising and how to bring them new and fresh merchandising. We focused on product differentiation as a way to allow them to focus on selling value versus focus on selling price. We spoke to how to drive store traffic. Store traffic is down considerably in most stores, and we talked about that. Of course, training and benchmarking were important elements to let them learn from one another. And the final thing was cash flow management. So we really spent a lot of time in each one of these topics to bring in the solutions they could take back and impact their business.
Well, and I got to tell you, you know, since I was down there, I got to see, you know, what today's Floorscape looks like, you know, what the store layout looks like. And, I mean, you know, from a merchandising standpoint, you guys seek, I guess, consultative help from Miller Zell. I mean, it's really a tremendous layout, and it's well organized. One of the neat things about layout this year is your I guess, unveiling of Custom Weave. That was something you did down there. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
We're extremely excited about this, Kemp, and we basically have unveiled or brought back a very famous brand in the marketplace, Custom Weave. And Custom Weave is the result of probably a year's project of research. It was asked by our memberships last year to do something with the mid to high-end aspects of their business in the carpet side, and said that they wanted something to be different. They wanted to have an area that the female shopper felt like it really addressed her needs. So we did start by hiring some retail experts in Miller Zell, the donor group, a lot of time with Mark Advertising. But what was really exciting to us is that we went out and we really spent a lot of time with the female shopper. Almost every major city in the United States, we went out and we did shop-alongs, we did focus groups, we did interviews. And we were there, we also went to our Floorscapes dealers and spent time with our members, well, what did they felt they needed for those stores, with the retail sales associates. We just learned everything we possibly could, not just about the shopper, but about how our dealers are used to servicing these people. And the results, I think, are very apparent. Overwhelmingly, our members took this program, and they are all highly excited about what the program is going to bring them to their sales and their margins.
Well, one of the neat things, I mean, I was there for the unveiling of that, and, I mean, y'all really staged it well. You had a, you know, like a... You dropped the curtain, and there it was, spotlighted, you know, with the accent lightings, and, you know, a couple of highlights of it. One, I guess, is that it's all branded nylon carpet. I think it's almost 100 SKUs, and they're really avant-garde. I mean, they're, you know, good-looking styles, styles that I guess there was a little bit of a price point void in your whole offering through this group. And by the way, this is exclusive to Floorscapes, isn't it?
It is an exclusive unveiling to Floorscape dealers. That is correct.
Okay. And one of the neat things about it was that since we know the economy is a little soft right now, you guys figured out a way of rolling this out where they were able to basically augment some of the display items they had, and but yet it all looks brand new.
You know, Kemp, I could probably spend a day talking to you about this, but I think it's important to point out that this was an all-inclusive package. It was not just new product. It was not just merchandising, but everything that goes along with it was an important part of it. We gave it a new 20-year warranty, which is transferable once the consumer purchases it. We gave them a website tools to be able to highlight these products to interested consumers and store locators. Mm-hmm. We gave them an entire advertising portfolio to be able to run, whether it's print ads, direct mail pieces, TV ads. And something which is I find very exciting is we hired our very first brand advocate. She is a nationally recognized designer. She's on the TV show HGTV Design to Sell, and that's Tanya Nayak. And we're very excited about what she brings to the whole recognition that the consumer will have with this.
Actually, you know, you don't know that since you've been down to Orlando, but actually yesterday we ran an interview with her on this topic. So, yeah, she's very impressive. Not only is she a spokesperson on HGTV, but she's also an interior designer out of Boston.
She is. She's an accredited designer. She owns her own design firm. And she just really lives what the brand represents, which is livable luxury. It's that female decorating enthusiast who wants everything right for her home, but also wants to live in her home. And this category, price points, and products, along with Tanya, are just right for this part of the business.
Now, y'all did a good job of picking somebody that really knows what they're talking about.
Thank you.
Yeah. And while we're talking about some of your special guests, I was there actually for the beginning of it and saw the general session, which I thought was very good. As you normally do, you had Jeff Lorberbaum. And why don't you, he actually had some interesting open remarks. Do you remember a couple of those that you might want to hit on?
Well, I think Jeff did a terrific job of, first of all, relaying to the members what it is that caused us to get to this crisis that we're in. Mm-hmm. But once that he got through that, he really talked about the solutions that's going to bring us out and what each one of the members has to do in order to change the conditions that they're in and proactively approach this. I think Jeff gave them, some encouragement. He did tell them that he felt that we would see some rebounding coming back the second half of 2009. And as opposed to some people who I think are just writing off all 2009 completely, I think the feeling here is that with these solutions, they can make a difference and that they could really start to see some things rebounding for them the second half of next year.
That's right. And he always makes the point when he talks to this group that Mohawk success is really dependent on their success, which is very astute, because that's true. If these are your partners, if they're successful, you'll be successful.
He refers to that as the strength of our partnership, and it is that our success certainly is based on their success, and it's heartfelt, and we truly believe that and live that message day in and day out.
Yeah. Well, while we're talking about some special event, our special guests, let's also talk. I mean, you had Ken Blanchard there by video feed. Go through some of the your guests that you had.
Well, I think it's important that we really bring in some experts in areas to help our dealerships. We had, of course, Ken Blanchard, which has been very inspirational, and our group just really takes and relates to him very, very clearly. But along with that, we had a gentleman by the name of Don Hudson. He's a world-renowned speaker, which talks about product differentiation and how to create value versus focusing on price, and he taught a couple of classes here which were just incredibly well received. We had a gentleman by the name of Dick Rue, also comes from the Ken Blanchard stable, and he just has done some books with Ken, and just the crowd loved him. We had a special luncheon session with him. And along with that, we also had, of course, Tanya, and another one, it's HGTV Chip Wade, which has sort of been the voice behind our Bio Serona products, and it just created a lot of enthusiasm. The dealers really felt like we were bringing them tremendous amount of representation and solutions for their problems.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that's impressive about this meeting that you have is it's not only, motivational and some of the things you see at a lot of meetings of this type, which is, new products and new merchandising and new advertising, things like that. But, I mean, you guys actually help these guys with their whole business plan, getting this whole benchmarking and sitting down and coaching them to help them improve their own businesses, which is, I think, Very noble.
Well, Kemp, you know, I think one of the things that I will tell you I was most impressed with is that, you know, this 10th year anniversary was certainly very special.
Yeah.
And I like to say that I think that the reason that we were able to bring these sort of solutions training is because of all the learning that we've had over the past 10 years, but most importantly, really listening to our dealers, asking them what it is that they'd like for us to bring them, and then also allowing the dealers to spend a lot of time with one another. You know, they have common problems. A lot of them have great solutions that they learn from one another. We had an area of our showroom that was called the discussion zone, which was for dealers only, to go in and spend time and mingle and talk, and it was just packed and great ideas flowed. So I'm just very, very thrilled about the involvement that's taking place with Floorscapes.
Yeah, well, it's a neat program. And I guess now after five or six intense days for you, probably 20 hours a day, you're probably going to take a little time off, aren't you?
Well, I'm very much looking forward to that and spending time with my family and enjoying the holiday season. But I have to tell you, we ask ourselves when we leave this show, what are we going to do better next year? So, you know, actually my work started on Monday in preparing to outdo what we did this year, so we're excited about that already.
Well, that'd be a tall order. Okay, well, I appreciate you spending time with us. Again, we've been talking to Manny Lorena, who is Vice President of Retail at Mohawk, about the Floorscapes Convention, which was held last week in Orlando at the Gaylord Palms Resort. And I'm Kemp Haar with FloorDaily.net.